change the view, and so you, you know, they feel like the broker's information.
But he didn't think yesterday was too bad a day.
No.
Not to be pressed into a... it may be that the domestic side of it, which is positive, should be held for the setup, and I probably ought to do it. Oh, you aren't even convinced that I ought to do that on television, are you?
No. I'm not convinced you're not. It kind of depends how it all comes together. I don't know whether it's a... In a way, and on the 7th or the 8th.
No, 7th is the day, before they get here. I'll get them just right square and close.
This is that technicality of filing, Ken. Whether you can do it before they're in session. Which you got to be sure of before you set the 7th.
You set the 7th, but you file. You file at 12 o'clock the next day. You just announce that you want to send his bills to me. I don't see a problem on that. That many hours.
The reason for you doing that is it just is a hell of a one-upsmanship move. Dueling Congress comes back. President, they've been out wallowing around the country and babbling while the president's put together this bucket that he throws right at him, right in the face, that David.
I think it has to be, you come to think about it, right? This it has to be a speech. A goddamn brief. That's, I mean, this, you know.
Okay, but then there's going to be a very good briefing that goes with it, that explodes it. And that sets up that this is part of a plan.
That's why you have to get, you've got to use Conley.
Conley and Schultz and Irwin, I think all three of them.
Gotcha.
That it's, this is an integrated.
But not McCrank.
Right. Right.
Conley Schultz and Irwin will do the reading.
On a plan that, you know, this has been a helter skelter thing, and taking these steps. And if you took, there's sort of a neat case that builds up taking the international step now if you have to.
That allows the other to be positive.
Allows the other to be positive. You wash it out. You don't tie the other to it. But you relate back to it. In other words, it gives you an ongoing plan that you're working on. You do the domestic ones now. There's something kind of incongruous about moving with the stuff, waiting until Congress has been gone a week, and then you know they're going to be back for a month, and
no.
All of a sudden...
I'm afraid that the domestic things have to wait until then, though. That's my point. I just think it looks like, or it's panicky as hell. It seems to me that what we really do here is that we probably may have to take the risk that if something has to be done, then everything.
The other point Schultz made that I haven't understood, and maybe I still don't, is that we can't float the dollar because we don't set the dollar price. The only thing we can do is close the gold window, which is more symbolic than anything else. And maybe it can be put in that way. In other words, we simply say because of this
international
speculation.
Well, you could just say because of international speculation in the dollar, we're closing the gold window until we wait.
We have to notify
them after that, and then we're going to have meetings on the situation and so forth.
Well, we have been observing closely, and the situation is at a point where...
So if we just put it in terms of time, you just say we're closing the gold window in order to protect our dollar.
The problem with that is that becomes highly inflationary domestically. And it runs for a month, 4 weeks before.
I'm not about
before you take your domestic anti-inflation votes.
That isn't inflationary domestically. What is inflationary domestically? Is the import tax.
Yes.
That's the inflationary. The closing of the gold window could have relatively little effect, apparently, I've heard, on the domestic problem.
But maybe in 3 weeks, it won't have any effect anymore.
I am too, but not at all.
Psychologically, this is a good time to get bad news out of the way, I would think.
Well, it's just, if Connie could just put the, we're not going to be, have these international, we're not going to have these international buccaneers and gamblers and,
take the offensive a little bit.
Yeah, and that we, that there's a,
from what I've seen to the way he acts, yeah.